why do we have to do this again? Right, right. The snowstorm means we have to bunk up to save space. People shouldn't drive in a blizzard this big so they can't check out. And the B&B needs more rooms to accommodate them. Providing shelter to the needy or something. This is all one big shitty situation. I feel like Mother Nature is playing a prank on me. Ugh. No, I don't feel good about helping people if it means I have to share a room. This is not what I had in mind for the weekend. I wanted to come out here and stay at a quaint little bed and breakfast and get this wedding over with. Not share a room with someone who's practically a stranger. Who gets married in winter anyway? Right. They do. Okay, whatever. Let's just get this over with, okay? The wedding is tomorrow. All we have to do is share a bed for tonight, hope the blizzard doesn't snow us in, and get to the wedding without killing one another. At least they put us up in the suite. There's a jet tub in here, and the window has a bench seat, which looks cozy. King-size bed with a canopy, fresh flowers. They really went all out in here. I guess it must be the honeymoon suite. Yes, very romantic. Too bad it's wasted on us, eh? No, I didn't mean to imply that you're not worth it or whatever. I just mean that, well, you and I are about as far apart from a couple as two people can be. We've never gotten along in the past. I'm sure you remember. You look like you're upset. Oh, crap. Look. I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt you, but I'll be honest with you. Ever since we were in high school, I just thought you were kind of loud. It's not a bad thing, but in my stupid kid brain, I made it bad thing. We always seemed to argue about everything, but I couldn't even tell you how it all started. Maybe we were always that way. I'm sure you thought I was a rude twerp or something. I know for sure that I was a little shithead until at least 17. What kid isn't loud or a jerk? I don't blame you for it. I just hope you don't blame me either. We just never jived. We were both kids and we never bothered to clear the air between us, just bickered every time we saw one another instead. If nothing else, can we pretend to have no history? We can clear the air now and move forward as maybe friends. It's been at least a decade since I last saw you. I'm sure we've both changed a fair deal. Hopefully I'm less twerpish now. Less of an ass. Alright, not entirely a twerp anymore, but not some cool jock either. I can live with that. We'll make it through this. We'll be fine. Change of subject. Who gets the bed? Doesn't look like there's a pull-out couch, and the window bench is a bit too small to sleep on. Probably gets cold so close to the glass anyway. I guess I could sleep on the floor. I bet they have extra blankets and pillows I could use somewhere. It'll be like a sleepover. We can whisper at each other in the dark and catch up on our lives. Share? I mean, the bed is pretty big. It was my idea for us to start over, sure, but does that really mean sharing a bed? It's not something strangers would do, right? Crap, well, no. I'm not trying to imply you smell or anything. You actually smell very nice. I just wasn't expecting you to say that is all. You caught me off guard. I guess sharing with you would be better than sleeping on the floor. Are you sure you wouldn't mind? Okay, if you insist. I was going to go to sleep soon. It's close to midnight. Is that okay? I was going to shower in the morning, so just have to brush my teeth and change and then sleep in a bed. With you. Huh. Hey, that was a pretty big yawn. Tired too, huh? Especially with all the room moving we did. I can see why. And you flew in today, right? It's not exactly easy to get up here. We're pretty deep into the mountains. It makes sense you'd be tired. Then, I guess we should get ready for bed. Together. Totally normal, as two strangers do. I'm not trying to make it awkward. Look, you go first. I'll go second. We'll meet back here and just go to sleep. We can do this. Come on, fist bump me. Pshew. Hell yeah, we got this. So this bed looks soft, inviting. I'm sure it'll be super comfortable. You're just going to climb right in. Alright. So, hey. Come here often. I'm just trying to break the tension. This doesn't have to be weird if we don't make it weird. We could snuggle if we wanted to, and it wouldn't be weird, right? We're just two quasi friends sharing a bed. Oh my god, no, I wasn't saying that we should snuggle. I just that if we wanted to, it didn't have to get all weird. We're adults. We can make of situations what we want of them. And now you're wiggling your way over here. Oh. We are going to snuggle. Okay. If you insist, I feel like it would be rude to refuse. Of course, you are insisting. Alright, snuggle up, Buttercup. I'll just pop off the light. You can get closer if you need. I know it's cold in here, even with the heat cranked up. Settled in? Good. Now we're just two adults, sharing a bed in a blizzard. Nothing to see here. Since we've sorted everything out, I'm kind of glad we're sharing. This place sounds kind of creepy with all the wind outside. I wouldn't want to be here alone. Would you? Plus, you're nice and warm. And the shirt you're wearing is so soft. This is actually really nice. I'm glad you insisted. Getting up tomorrow is going to really suck now. I feel like I could stay here forever. You wouldn't mind, right? If we're gonna be friends from now on, I am going to formally request that our thing be that we snuggle all the time. It's comfy. I don't think it's weird, do you? It seems oddly perfect. Like we could have just been doing this all along. Which is a crazy thought, but that's just what I think. Snow falling outside. A cool room and a warm bed with someone to hold. It could be much worse. Thanks for agreeing to start over. I promise I won't let you down. You have an alarm set, right? Cool, cool. Sleep time now. See you in the morning. Sleep well. Good night.